Ford, General Motors, and the Chrysler Group. They all know a thing or two about perilous times and near-death experiences. Today, they offered a $26 million helping hand to the Detroit Institute of Arts. Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter Sarah Swick joins us with more. What did we hear from the automakers today, and how will this commitment work?
Well, they're going to be making some pretty big financial commitments to, as you said, the grand bargain. That's the pot of money that is, simply put, supposed to minimize losses to Detroit city pensioners in bankruptcy while at the same time protecting the arts assets. The museum's assets, so it doesn't potentially get sold off to creditors. And Ford and GM, through their charitable foundations, are both contributing $10 million. And then Chrysler Group is also contributing $6 million. So that's $26 million overall.
And how will this work? Will they get a great big, you know, pot of money? Here you go. Money up front. Will it be spread out?
I don't think they're totally sure about that yet. I think there's some leeway in terms of how the money is going to be given to the DIA and over what period of time. And I think the DIA is supposed to be raising a larger amount of money, $100 million, its own contribution toward the grand bargain. And it's still not clear at this point whether that money is going to be paid up front as a lump sum or whether it's going to be paid over 20 years.
So in essence, the automakers are kicking in about a quarter of the DIA's share of the grand bargain.
Yeah, exactly. And we learned today that the DIA said they've secured commitments for about $70 million. So they're a good portion of the way toward their $100 million goal. But I think this was also a way to say to, especially members of the Detroit corporate community, to say, you know, we're still looking for money.
What do you guess is the reason? What's the sense of the reason the automakers are jumping into the grand bargain?
I think there's a sense, obviously, looking at particularly GM and Chrysler, but all the Detroit automakers, that they got a helping hand when they needed it. And I think now there's sort of a subtle but persistent expectation that, especially in Detroit, they're going to step up and do the right thing. I think the DIA, I'd seen some reports that the DIA had actually hoped they would chip in a bit more money, but I think, in essence, they had to do something. The other thing is that both the automakers, Detroit's automakers, and Detroit's auto families, the Fords and so on, have been big patrons of the DIA historically. Many of the pieces have been contributed by families or in entire wings of the museum, I think, are, you know, at least partially sponsored by something affiliated with one of the automakers. So they have a long history also of supporting the DIA. And I think this is part of that tradition.
So it's history. And it does sound like some of it is PR, as the automakers certainly want to be part of the narrative of saving the DIA and keeping those pensioners from the deeper cuts that they would have suffered without the grand bargain.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think both of those things are a big part of this.
And, of course, knowing that the pensioners are voting right now on whether they will accept the grand bargain, is there a sense that this will have a influence, or do the pensioners really care if the automakers jump in?
It's really hard to tell how this whole process is going to go in terms of influencing the minds of the pensioners to approve the grand bargain, which they need to do as a creditor class for the grand bargain to actually work out and, you know, this whole deal to go into place. I've seen things on social media, talked to a number of retirees, and I've really gotten mixed sentiments so far about, I mean, obviously no one's happy about having to vote to take cuts, however relatively small compared to what had been talked about previously. But yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely a concerted effort to put the pressure on retirees to vote yes to the grand bargain. Whether that will have any effect, I honestly can't tell you at this point.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reporting on today's announcement that General Motors, Ford, and the Chrysler Group will be kicking in a combined $26 million to the DIA's $100 million contribution to the grand bargain. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.